Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome in. Another day, another show. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Make sure you download our app at 98.5thesportshub.com. Take us wherever you go. Maybe as you start to get back to work or get out of the house or whatever it is.
Get out of the house.
Make sure we're there with
get
you.
Get out. The hell out.
You okay?
People, you got that glow again today, buddy.
Yeah, I'll
fix
it
you
in
got,
a minute.
You got that baby Teletubby glow again.
I'll fix it in a minute. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. What are you going
to
do?
Know what
I'm
to
sitting
tell
here
you.
In the dark. You're sitting there in the light. What are you going to do? Get one here, go one there. One
yesterday, later, John Heyman had a tweet on Twitter about Major League Baseball, and he made it sound like there was a deal that was done. Breaking. MLB and Players Union are closing in on an agreement to play the 2020 season. Deal expected to be for prorated pay and include expanded playoffs. That was at 2:23 p.m. 2:23 p.m. yesterday, you thought, okay, we've got a season. This came after the tweet at 1:30 that said Commissioner Rob Manfred and Tony Clark had what's being called as a productive meeting face-to-face in Arizona. The meeting was called at Manfred's request. We had that one before the show ended yesterday. And then at 2:23, we thought we had a season in the works. We thought it was coming together. Not so fast. Not so fast at all. Because after that, the MLB Players Association put out a tweet that said, reports of there being a deal are wrong. That's not what's going on. So they tweeted out.
Yeah.
What's that?
I just have one question when you're done here. You know, setting the table here, as Adam Jones would do.
So they say, no, no deal. Nope, that's wrong. Reports of an agreement are false. That's what their tweet said. Okay, so what's the deal? Then Rob Manfred puts out a statement. Rob Manfred's statement says, Commissioner of Baseball Rob D. Manfred Jr. says, at my request, Tony Clark and I met for several hours yesterday in Phoenix. We left that meeting with a jointly developed framework that we agreed could form the basis of an agreement and subject to our conversations with our respective constituents. I summarized that framework numerous times in the meeting and sent Tony a written summary today. Consistent with our conversations yesterday, I am encouraging the clubs to move forward, and I trust Tony is doing the same. Okay, all right. That was still positive for me at that point. Did you still feel like, okay, all right. So maybe the Players Association is just saying, hey, you know, this hasn't been agreed to yet. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're you know, looking over the paperwork. Let's not jump the gun. And Manfred, in a sign of good faith, is let me put out a statement to sort of settle everybody down. You know, we had good conversations. We're trying to move forward. We're trying to maybe plan while we work out the details. So I still felt good at that point. I did. Not so much now. John Heyman then came back at 8:30 last night. Early word is players don't love 60 games, and some are even calling it a proposal, not an agreement. Owners see it as. Owners view it as an agreed-to deal, with players' option being to turn it down, whereupon they could get the 50-game mandated season as allowed by the March 26th deal. Okay, well, here we are now. They don't even agree on what they agreed to or didn't agree to in the meeting. They aren't even, they're agreeing on nothing at all here. They're not even close. It feels that way now. Now they want more games? That completely goes against the public statement that Tony Clark had, which is, tell us when and where, and we'll be there to play baseball.
That was out the window. That was Mike Trout. That was going to be my question.
No. It was in Tony Clark's statement.
Tony Clark had a statement that said that.
He did. Other players have echoed it.
Okay, so they did. They told you when and where. Let's go. What's the problem? There it is. Let's go. I'm getting so sick of this. I am just getting so sick of this. Either you want to play or you don't. Because you're getting to the point where it's just he said, she said. But I give Manfred credit here. Put it in black and white. Put it in print. Here's what we talked about. We had the framework for an agreement. Now, I think John Heyman may have taken it too fast because it sounds, again, like one side had a proposal, the other one had another one, and you're still apart. It's not a framework, but you're a little bit closer. But at least the commissioner said, I tried to meet with him. It met for over 7 hours. It was productive. Here's what we talked about. We're close. Let's get it done. Let's go baseball, and let's go baseball players, meaning let's go teams and players. Let's go. Come together on it.
5 days ago, Tony Clark's statement said, it unfortunately appears that further dialogue with the league would be futile. It's time to get back to work. Tell us when and where. When and where, he said. Well, here you go. Here's your when and where. They gave you 60 games, full prorated. What's the problem?
I'm getting to the point where I'm rooting against it happening.
What is the issue now? I don't get this. So you say, no, it's unacceptable. We're not taking this. You know, mandate the season, and we'll take full prorated pay. Our issue is full prorated pay. And now it's not about full prorated pay. What is it about now? Well, now it's not enough games at full prorated pay. We need more games.
Problem is you got guys like Strasburg losing over $21 million already if this is going to take place this way.
There are indications that they might be angling for 5 more games.
Oh, man.
And now that hasn't been fully reported or it has not been, let's say, put out there by the union, by anyone. But there are some theories and informed speculation among the baseball media that it could be as little as 5 more games they're looking to get.
Keep making yourself unlikable more and more.
They
and more
might be 5 games apart and can't, what, figure that out?
Can't figure it out.
And part of this deal would be that they're not allowed to have a grievance, right? Which is one of the issues that the players have. They don't want to give up the right to have a grievance over this. What are you grieving if you agree to the deal?
Grieving the death of your sport.
If you're forced to come back and play, then I get it. You're pissed. You want to file a grievance. What's your grievance if you say, no, this sounds good and we want to do it. Let's do it. What would the need for the grievance be at that point? Like you've agreed to it.
I don't know. I'm not mentally ready to go and my numbers are going to suck and I'm going to be evaluated based on how poorly I come out of the gate and I'm not excited to do this. We're all not in this together. It's forced gun to the head thing. I understand that part of it. I do, from the player's perspective, in all the sports, because there's risks here. Physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, being away from families. I understand all that. At some point, you got to want to work. You got to want to go do your job. This is their job. It's not a game. It's your job. It's like saying, hey, I got $50 here, but we can't come to agreement because I want to stretch it for another 3 or 5 more bucks. Make it 25.
It's crazy.
Give me a freaking break.
But here's the other part that I don't
like. It's so unlikable. Go ahead.
The part that I don't like is that why does Rob Manfred need to take this public? Why does he have to go like this? Why does he have to be out there with the Rosenthals? So maybe it's a part of him wanting to look good, but if he thought he really had a deal done, then you're going to look good either way. You don't need to put it out there. Why does this have to play out in public now over the last 24 hours?
I'm sure he's getting pelted with things.
Yeah, why? But why give someone the story until
it's done.
You know it. And maybe he was,
led
into a false sense of security that Tony Clark actually was the decision maker. You know, when these two sit down, maybe Rob Manfred is thinking, okay, well, this is the guy that can get the deal done. If he and I come to an agreement, that's what we agree to do. And, you know, now we just, well, obviously you're the ultimate decision maker. So am I. So I just got to tell the clubs this is what they're, you know, we're doing. You got to tell the players this is what we're doing. And then we do it. It sounds like Tony Clark, you know, came to this meeting and either doesn't have as much juice as Manfred thought he would at that point in the negotiations, or
well, because
Clark
he's still going
to
get,
so far,
he has to get the players to sign off on it.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, but or Clark was so far off on what he thought the players would be likely to agree to that it all blew up. You know, like Manfred, you know, with these two sitting down, Manfred seems like he's got, I don't want to say more power in this situation, but he at least has the ability to just kind of pull what, you know, a couple dozen owners, find out what, the, you know, take their temperature. Clark then has to now try and convince all of Major League Baseball and their players that this is what we're going to do. So his constituency is a lot larger. And I guess, you know, in this particular setting,
Manfred's got more leeway when he goes into a negotiation than a union guy does.
Well, it's easier for him to be the decision maker when he only has to represent, you know, however many, you know, people there are, not just the team owners, but it's like, okay, maybe multiple interests from each team, but, you know, let's call it 30 just for, you know, a round number. That's all he has to really represent.
But I also think that as commissioner, you're sort of given some leeway as you you do what you think is best.
Yes.
You know, we know you're looking out for us. You do what you think we have to do to get this done.
I don't think Clark has that.
We come up with a framework. You try to stick to the framework. And, you know, you've got the ability to have some, you know, independence in making some calls on behalf of the league.
And if a couple,
you know, you've got the ability.
What's weird is that if a couple owners say, nope, we're not doing that.
How about 8 to 10 of what some are reporting? Rosenthal said there might be as many as 10 or more.
Okay, even better, yes. A dozen of them say, nope, we're not doing that. Yeah, you are. What? This is what we've decided. If a dozen players are really vocal against this and they are players of influence or have some kind of standing in the union, then they're not doing it. You know, that's I think, the difference between these two sides. Or one of the differences between
who's the baseball version of Kyrie? Who's on the call?
Blake Snell.
And how many more games? That's what I want to hear from them now today. How many more games do you want?
Right.
What is the number that you have to hit? What is your goal? Or did they just see that baseball had moved and made a concession, and they said, see, they're already moving. They're already up to 60 games prorated. They can go 65. We know they can do it. We just got to get them there. And Manfred then turned around and said, all right, well, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to take this to the press. That, to me, was something that never is going to go well because it feels like you're bullying the other side. Like, that was never going to be a good outcome yesterday when he decided he was going to, you know, people in Major League Baseball were going to leak the story that they were getting close because they were trying to force their hand and trying to wage it, you know, through the media. And that was never going to go over well with Tony Clark. It was never going to go over well. 5 days ago, again, Tony Clark said, as a result, it unfortunately appears that further dialogue with the league would be futile. It's time to get back to work. Tell us when and where. 5 days ago, he said, tell us when and where. So his credibility has now been significantly damaged as well, if you didn't realize that. Tony Clark's credibility is shot, as is Rob Manfred's for this entire process. And it's getting really annoying. Really annoying. The owners moved a little bit yesterday. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But there is no perfect result on the table here. There's not going to be a perfect solution. And meanwhile, you've got someone saying, a high-profile medical expert telling you to get your season done by October 1st. The clock is really ticking on this. And they're just so damn slow to move. Accept the deal, players. Just accept the deal. Rob Manfred sucks. We all know it. Take your deal. Take the deal and go back to work. 617-779-0985 is a telephone number. This is on the table today once again because baseball can't get their crap together. And it's a bad, bad look for them at the moment. We've got more on that coming up and plenty of other fun items today as well. So don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Verducci has a story on all this as well. He says, this MLB outcome would serve all parties well. Clark needed a big win after the 2016 CBA negotiations. He drew a line early that his players would take no pay cuts beyond 100% of their prorated salaries. He communicated it well to his players, and they showed solidarity, and he got it. Again, this is if this is agreed to. Tony Clark gets a win. They stuck to their guns, and they got the full prorated salary. He says the players win because they get their full prorated pay, and they get an expanded postseason. That's why they play, for the chance to win a championship. Now more players have that opportunity. So that's a full pay or full prorated pay based on the games they play, plus a chance to be on a winning team. He says Rob Manfred gets a win here too. Yes, he took the PR hit when he had to reverse course from his guarantee that his season would be played. He had to do so because the union shut down talks and raised the specter of a $1 billion grievance. But it was also Manfred at the urging of a vast majority of his owners who went back to Clark with another offer. This time, face-to-face, after all the electronic nonsense that went on. He says the owners get a win because they have a product to sell. They have games. They have sponsorship dollars for 2021. The price for baseball going dark for 17 months would have gone way beyond the cost of missing games. And that's where I would stop, but Rob Manfred puts the fans in this too. The fans win, and he writes, because you get baseball. And you get baseball like you've never seen it before, an 11-week season in which more than half the teams go to the postseason. It will be wild and unpredictable. He calls it a wild, unpredictable scramble. He says the Rays, Reds, and White Sox are as much of a threat to win the World Series as the Dodgers and Yankees. I don't know that the fans are going to win in all this. After all of this, don't you feel like the league doesn't care about you at all?
They're blind to it.
The owners don't. The players don't.
Yeah.
They take you for granted.
The last thing during a time where we're going through, which is unprecedented, where people are sitting at home, you're working, people are making less money. Some people don't have jobs. Some people are finding out that unemployment actually pays me more than me having to stand and serve people food at a restaurant daily. And you're going to have this bickering about money back and forth, a lot of money. Guys that are millionaires versus billionaires is what this is. And you're really starting to piss people off. Like, people are already pissed. People are pissed. They're depressed. Sports get you out of that. And now you don't want to play your sport over an X amount of dollars, or you don't get your guarantee, or it's an expanded playoff that you don't like. Buckle up, man. I mean, this is – I'm kind of rooting against it now, because now all of a sudden you're going to tease and say it's done and then pull the rug out. Just – you know, this feels fishy, not what Kyrie says. This is fishy. Are you going to meet for 7 hours, sort of have this deal, give them the story, and now all of a sudden it's a non-story? Yeah, let's keep paying them more. Guarantee them everything. Let's give them their whole damn salary. Now, you want to see fans get excited about baseball? Pay them all. Go ahead.
There's another thing that Verducci brings up, and that is the possibility of expansion coming in baseball.
For what? For what?
He says the
16-team. Two more baseball teams.
The 16-team postseason also paves the road toward expansion to 32 teams, which makes scheduling easier and gives owners huge expansion fees to help recoup some of their economic losses.
Oh, good for them.
Is that good for their game? Is that good for their sport, or is that good
No, I'm sure those two cities, wherever they'll be expanded to, they're getting it on for baseball. They just can't wait.
Do you want to see more openers in baseball? Do you want to see more openers instead of starting pitching? Is that what you want? Is that what they're looking for? There's not enough starting pitching to go around as is. Now we're going to do more of this. We're going to have two more full teams and water it down. What, you don't have bad bottom-of-the-barrel teams already in this sport that never get out of it? Please, let's not do that. Let's not expand to 32 teams. Although, it's probably inevitable. They'll probably go ahead and do it anyway. And they'll be able to make more money as a result. Congratulations, baseball. Congratulations. If that's how they want to continue, then, again, they're killing themselves at the end of the day. Let's go to Josh, who's in North Carolina. Josh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to call in. I wanted to talk about how I can't believe baseball is missing this huge opportunity where, obviously, we're all affected by coronavirus. We're all dying for sports. Baseball over the years has been declining in viewership. What a great chance this would be, or could have been, to get all these new fans, get people who don't watch baseball involved, get these young fans invested, and really help rejuvenate the whole sport.
I think if you like baseball, you're going to go watch baseball.
Rejuvenate the sport.
New fans.
My God.
I don't think there's going to be
having 3 weeks was going to rejuvenate the sport.
I don't think there's a household might help, though? Six people, and all of a sudden three new people, are like, hey, Dad, put the baseball game on. I heard there's baseball tonight. Yeah, that's going to suck them in. That's going to draw them in.
You know what? I mean, for me personally, the NBA playoffs start while the kids are still out of school. Like, my kid can watch a playoff game or two or three or four. If the Celtics make a run, he can watch some of those games. He can stay up a little later in the summertime. He doesn't have school in the morning.
True.
Like, baseball would have that opportunity as well for the whole month of July. If they could have gotten off their asses and gotten an agreement, they would have had that opportunity where, this game starts too late. The kids can't stay up. Well, you know what? It's summertime. The kids could stay up at the beginning of the season when all the excitement was there. Instead of being April 1st and, you can watch the first couple pitches of opening day, and then you got to go to bed. You know, if it's at 7
dad,
o'clock.
Huh? Yeah, just when I'm strict.
I mean, doesn't that problem exist in every sport, though?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying
the NBA
and the NHL
could
bump up a notch from what they were because kids will have more of a chance to watch these playoff games because school's not in. Normally, playoffs happen when school's in.
Yeah. I just think that those kids would watch it for 5 minutes and say, what is this? Why does it take the guy 35 seconds to throw a pitch?
Yeah, make sure your team's in it because I don't think any kids can stay up here? And watch playoff baseball if it's not his team.
Yeah, maybe we don't want them to be imitating that when they go back out into their Little League games after they've watching those games.
Right?
Yeah,
what is this?
Box.
Why
step
does this guy
in.
Take
step
so
out.
Long?
Step in. Step out.
Why does the game take 3.5 hours? What's happening here?
Why is he
What's
playing
going
his gloves,
on?
Dad, why is he playing with his gloves and his helmet? Why does he keep going, doing the old
How come
face?
Every guy strikes out wide? Or hits a home run? Yeah. Why is that?
You were in that age group, Beetle. Were people doing the Nomar glove thing when you were like in your teen years playing baseball?
Oh, I'm sure.
The stupid glove thing?
Yeah. Yeah, but the games were better then. The games moved. There's all kinds of imitation in all of sports. But, what is this? Why am I watching everyone either strike out or hit a home run? Do they do anything else in this sport? Oh, no, it's all that now? I mean, it's just a different – baseball, again, has all of its challenges even if it makes it back. Even if it makes it back here, which I think it will, by the way. I think it's going to come back. I think they're going to get this done. After all their bitching at one another, they're actually going to get it done. But now that they're back, is it going to be an exciting sport? No. It still has all the pre-existing problems that have been in the sport now for years. So they've got to overcome those things. They've got to fix those things if they want to have a fighting chance with younger viewers. We've got something else to get to on this similar. People that are complaining through the media. Dwight Howard issued a statement and he is complaining about his union leadership in the NBA as they get ready for Orlando. We'll get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The telephone number for you. Dwight Howard's got a statement out. Have you seen Dwight Howard's statement?
Yeah.
He's pissed about a few things. He's planning to play, by the way. That's the most important thing. He made clear. He never intended to halt the NBA restart. According to his statement, and he gave support to Kyrie. And now I want to read his statement, but it froze on me. Damn it. I gotta fix this internet problem over here. Let me read this to you. It says, contrary to popular belief, we are not attempting to halt the resumption of the basketball season in Orlando. Our main objective is to raise awareness and gain transparency on the things that concern us collectively. Many of our fellow players are afraid to voice their concerns and are continuing to follow along with what they believe they have to. Can you already sense this? Like, he's already starting to rip other players, which is good, by the way. I'm not saying he's wrong to do this. He says some of these players may have leaders that could speak for them, but unfortunately, as history shows, leaders sometimes become self-serving and forget that people that they are supposed to represent. Some leaders even use fear and intimidation to make sure they serve their own agendas while forgetting the feelings of their people. He says, my main objective, again, was transparency. It was about the things that concern us, about raising awareness, and somebody within that leadership of the NBA players is not letting their guys speak. Who do you think he's taking the shot at? I immediately just went to Chris Paul. What?
I was going to say Kyrie. No, but I guess he does. He supports Kyrie. Go ahead. So
it's LeBron.
What do you mean it's LeBron?
Plays on the Lakers. Who's the leader of the Lakers?
He wouldn't take a shot.
I don't care about the union. I don't care what the pecking order is in the union ranks. Who's the big dog in the league?
Howard is a different cat. So, I mean, it's sort of that Rodman type thing where he would maybe take a shot at LeBron. I don't know.
The three players speaking out, Dwight Howard, Avery Bradley, both teammates right now of LeBron, and Kyrie, who we know has an issue with LeBron from back in their Cleveland days.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't I tell you that Kyrie was not just some lone nut, you know, speaking only for himself, that he was actually representing?
He's got sheep under him, doesn't he?
I don't know if there's sheep. There's just a lot of people in the NBA who have ideas similar to his, whether they're flat earthers or, you know, moon landing deniers, or in this case, Dwight Howard, who says our main objective is not to return to basketball in a safe way and use that platform for social change, or not to, you know, get out there and try and win a championship. He said, no, our main objective is to raise awareness and gain transparency.
I mean, he mentions Kyrie's. He says, as radical as Kyrie may sound, he's 100% correct.
Yes.
That's what he says in the statement.
He's in lockstep with Kyrie. When Kyrie talks about, you know, all the stuff that he's talking about that has nothing to do with returning to basketball, unless it's starting your own basketball league.
What has LeBron been quiet
here? That has to do with playing basketball.
Has LeBron been quiet?
Then No, LeBron. Well,
LeBron said he wouldn't play in front of fans, right? He wouldn't play in front of no fans, and then he backed off quickly, and he's been quiet since.
Backed off that because the league got to him, but he's been very vocal on his social media about social justice.
I think holding the LeBron thing about against him for saying no fans is not fair in my mind.
We're not holding it against him.
Zoe asked what LeBron said,
and what he initially said was that he wasn't going to play in front of fans, and then he quickly backed off that, and he said, yeah, be willing to play in since
then. But, guys, he had said that weeks before the league had stopped play.
He said, I didn't realize what this virus was.
And if you heard the audio of it, it was sort of like a, I don't know, off-the-cuff type of comment. It wasn't like a serious discussion that he had.
No, but Zoe just literally like, said, what has LeBron said? LeBron said nothing since that. Since that back and forth, he said, I won't play in front of fans, in front of no fans. And then he said he backed off of it.
Okay.
And since then, he's been quiet.
He backed off like because he got forced into it, like to go along with the league or something. I just think he thought about it and backed off. He's some sort of guy who's appeasing the league. That's not what happened.
It was 5 days, Beetle. It was 5 days before they stopped the season, not weeks. 5 days.
Okay, 5 days. I thought it was weeks.
And we did kill him at the time. We're
LeBron
like,
he's not going to play.
He's
a businessman. He realizes I got to
Some people
make money.
Did, but once we heard the audio of it, we did not kill him. We did not kill him for that once we got the audio of it.
I stuck up for him. I said, I don't blame him. You need fans for juice. I totally agree with him at that time. And he didn't really understand how deep this virus was.
Okay, but I don't think LeBron has anything to do with this. I think it's about Dwight Howard stepping up and saying, oh, no. Kyrie Irving is 100% correct.
So 100% is it directed at Chris Paul then? It's got to be directed at somebody. He's attacking the leaders in the league.
Here's why I think it's LeBron. Do you want to know why I think it's LeBron? It's because LeBron, this might be LeBron's last shot at a title. He's getting older. He might have next year too. But his title shots are getting less and less. The Warriors might be back in action by next year. Right? This might be one of his last chances. And he might be saying, you know what? We need to play this because I have a chance at a title. We're one of the best teams. We have a chance to win this year. And maybe that's the self-serving he's talking about.
Well, let's not forget Dwight Howard is on his team and also has a shot at a title, too.
I understand that. But
is he taking a shot at a guy on his own team?
I would assume he's talked to guys on his team. And if he thinks that LeBron should be standing up and saying other things, and then LeBron's keeping quiet just because he wants to play and get his title, that would be the self-serving instead of speaking for your players.
Well, how about the other part, though, the accusation of someone using intimidation, fear and intimidation, to make sure they serve their own agendas?
That sounds like something LeBron could do, too. Isn't he the leader of those teams, like telling guys, we need to do this, this is what we're doing? He brought in Dwight Howard to be one of these role players.
So maybe it is LeBron, but it could be Chris Paul. That's all. I just immediately go to, all right, well, who runs their union? Who's the guy who's sort of charged with this? And it's Chris Paul. And what has he said? Has he said anything about it publicly? I mean, the league has sort of been, you know, outside of Kyrie, you know, it's sort of been quiet.
And they Kyrie, got Avery, Brad, Avery Bradley yes. has spoken up, and he sounds like he's more on the side with Kyrie Irving than he is on the side of let's go play it and use our spotlight as a means to, you know, further, you know, the agenda, the platform, all good causes, all things that I don't think anybody is going to fault them for if they want to use their voice. But where are you going to have a bigger voice? You have a bigger voice, you know, by talking about it and saying, no, we're not going to play because, as Avery Bradley says, we haven't seen the league's plan for social causes, and we're not going to sign off on anything. I'm sure the league wants to accommodate you to a certain extent, but the league's main objective is to play basketball games. And according to Dwight Howard's statement, our main objective, and speaking for him and like-minded players, is to raise awareness and gain transparency. Those are two different objectives. So I don't know which side is going to win out. And again, before you go thinking that Kyrie Irving is alone on this and he's just, you know, kind of the outlier or the rogue, quote unquote, free thinker in all this. No,
right.
There's a lot of people who are thinking the exact same way.
617-779-0985. We've got a new place for Zoe to go to in Rhode Island. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This one's for my girls getting low. Only thing on their mind is the motherfucking dough. Pennies on the floor, they don't have any no clothes. I tell her she ain't gotta do it, she already know. She says she got her mind made up, she grows.
Yes, this is a jam
she
right
got
here.
Her mind made up, that's why she walked the
she
floor.
She wanna go down, come on.
So you like going to Rhode Island, right?
Love it.
Going there like every day.
Probably eat there 3 times a week. Yeah,
3 times a week.
Inside.
No masks.
Nice. No,
yeah.
No sweat. No, you eat outside a mask. You don't wear masks. You don't. You wear masks inside until you sit down. Want to go down.
Well, we got a new place for you to go in Rhode Island.
Where?
The strip clubs are opening.
Nope.
Why?
Headline in the Boston Globe. Providence strip clubs can now offer outdoor dancing, but many performers are not showing up.
Wait a minute. Outdoor dancing?
Let me read you the story.
Oh,
it says, Frank DeLuca has a problem. Of course, a strip club's owner in Providence names is Frank DeLuca.
Frankie DeLuca.
I don't know what you're saying. Does he have a pinky ring?
It's Frank DeLuca, of course.
Frank
A.
Frank DeLuca. The silk shirt.
I don't know what that means.
Hoo-ah.
The owner of Club Fantasies, a Providence strip club,
classy, yes,
said that just one performer showed up last week when the venue reopened for outdoor dancing.
Busy.
Very busy.
That's got to be, like, so hot to sit out in a parking lot with a stage and, like, the Home Depot's next to you and there's people there with kids. And look at that old man over there with the sneakers sitting at a table by himself with a dancer.
It says that is the only entertainment the club can offer under state restrictions currently in place. Most dancers, DeLuca said, are reluctant to return to work since they are now prohibited from offering more lucrative lap dances to individual customers. Quote, without doing the side dance, mm-hmm, some people call them lap dances. I call them side dances.
Side something.
They don't make up as they don't make as much in tips. They
Some
won't
people
make enough
call it
money
a Kaiser
for themselves.
Blade. I call it a sling blade. Mm-hmm.
You can't turn your head to the side.
I can't tell them to come in. It's right up to them because they're independent contractors.
See, Zoe, you should be all over this. You can't tip. So this should be right up your alley.
But going
you
in there,
love
you
going
lose
out
a ton
to
of
eat
money
in Rhode Island.
I love to go to eat with the family.
Yes.
I don't go to strip clubs. You know me. I'm not a strip club guy.
I don't know.
Wife
that
would kill me. I don't want to go to strip clubs. Why do you want to go to strip clubs and throw your money away? It's such a waste.
Oh. You know, support the local arts.
That's not local arts.
They're dancers.
They're not
I
local.
Out at halftime.
Is dancing an art?
That dancing is not an art.
What?
That's a seduction. That's what it is.
The few customers who trickled in last week were disappointed to learn the up-close services weren't available. About 24 patrons visited Fantasies on both nights last week. But, DeLuca said, quote, there was probably more than that came and left when they found out the girls could not do a side dance.
Well, then. Rhode Island Gym, have you ever been to Fantasies?
Yeah, bachelor party, yeah.
Now, is this the same?
There is a Home Depot right by there.
Would you guys go there to watch a Red Sox game?
Jim was
right there on the.
That was the same night.
It's right there.
That was the same night. That's where we ended up.
Exit right there.
This is a different strip club than the one you went into the bathroom stall and puked your guts out so badly that your eyes were red.
That was in Reno.
That was in Nevada.
Different strip club.
That was Nevada.
Different strip club.
Different strip club where you passed out in the stall of the bathroom. That's not the same strip club.
Jim's eyes were.
You didn't pass out
for weeks.
Do you remember the night?
Some of it.
So it's possible that you could have passed out for some of it.
It's possible.
How long did you throw up?
Okay.
How long?
From
did
the
you
stories
throw up?
I heard, I didn't.
Eight straight hours.
It's possible. Oh my God. DeLuca and three of his competitors, Desire, the Cadillac Lounge, which is famous, and the Foxy Lady, also famous, got the okay
really
open
though,
last week.
Think about those three names. How long do you think they sat in a boardroom thinking, let's come up with a name for these clubs? Oh, Club Fantasy. That's a good one. Okay, we'll do that one.
That's Fantasies.
Ooh, Cadillac Plural. Lounge.
Cadillac Lounge. You ever
really
been there?
Cool
I've been
car.
There. I've been to the Cadillac Lounge.
It. I've seen it.
The panel reviewed a detailed safety plan the clubs jointly submitted. So that's a problem. I'm just wondering how it sort of goes down outdoors, how that all like looks in the parking lot. Like if you just drive by and there's like, oh, there's a girl on stage, you know, topless, dancing. Is that what's going on down there?
Somebody from TNR, somebody called into TNR this morning when they were talking about this story and said there's one in Woonsocket right by up where Zoe is. And it's just like on a street. Like,
Jim,
guy was driving
one,
with his family on the street, and they look to the right, and there's this like tent in a parking lot.
Jim,
and
remember
son
that
was
location?
Like, what's
got
that, Dad?
Remember that location got sent on my phone? Do you guys remember that on our text chain? Like that, my location service got sent from the phone.
Oh yeah, that's the one. Place? That's the place.
Because I cut off at that cell tower right here. We have two different cell phone zones that pick you up, and I got. Remember my phone got traced to there? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, you tagged a location on a tweet or something, and it was tagged to that place.
Oh, my God, that's right. No, I tweeted something. You're right. And the address was that place. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, that's just cell phone silliness, I'm sure. Listen, we've all been to the Jiggly Room, right? We've all taken in, you know, various local ballets, so to speak. The question is... would you go to one that was outdoor only?
Hell no.
Beatles?
They sit in the parking lot next to your car?
No.
I don't know that it's
what
like
you
that. You go
what
to
have, like the street team out there with the tent, with the two speakers set up? With the boom, 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 boom.
You go outdoor dining, you don't have to sit in the parking lot. What if it's like a nice sidewalk? Maybe they have like, you know, the arborvitae's set up, you know, for a little privacy.
Yeah.
You know, it could be.
Maybe they have mini tents for privacy.
It could be a nice outdoor setting. You don't know that it's in a parking lot.
I guess you're right. I guess it could be a nice outdoor setting.
It could make a lot of sense.
Super Bowl, all those places that were outdoors in Miami.
Oh.
You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about like when we were in New Orleans and sort of all the courtyards that New Orleans has.
Oh.
Imagine if it were in like one of those courtyards. That would be a nut, like Pat O'Brien's right on Bourbon Street. That would be a great spot to put an outdoor strip club.
Gothic revival architecture, framing the dancer. It's just lovely. It really does. It paints a picture. I myself.
You're sick to even think of it that deeply.
No, I've been thinking about it, and the first thing I thought of was, anything having to do with outside. You know my thoughts on outdoor dining, you know, in general. So.
Yeah, you hate it.
You hate it.
So, you know, this is kind of along those same lines. Bugs. won't there be bugs?
Well, we're going to have to mitigate that somehow.
But if you get bit by a mosquito, somebody's
going to hit you. A lot of tiki torches, a lot of citronella, you know.
I mean, they
put this off on. Here, turn around. Let me spray this off on you for another $15.
You get a temperature check at the door and a little bit of bug spray on
the ballet dancer.
But this is why it could work, because just last night, as I was cutting the grass, and I go to grab the can of Deep Woods off, I didn't even know we had this. We have some that goes on dry. It's like a powder. I'm like, oh, I know that some of these dancers are known to use baby powder quite liberally in terms of... I don't know what the actual
what do you use that for?
Purpose.
Smell.
I don't know.
Smell.
I don't know.
Smell like a baby.
Yeah, just
baby get more money.
You just put a lot of baby
don't
powder
call me
on
Bill
a lot
baby.
Of, a lot of powder of some kind. This kind of
call
sprays on as a powder, so it could work. I'm saying it's doable.
Oh, that's your friend Clapper. Who the better trapper? So rock in every cup. Why you drink so much?
Where'd he go?
what he said.
We need more. We need more.
We have a call on this. Okay.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Let's go to DJ in Rhode Island. DJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Yeah, I live down in Warwick, Rhode Island, and I actually drive into Providence a lot. And to get there, you have to drive past two of the strip clubs, which one is located right across the street from the Rhode Island Children's Hospital. I just think it's kind of interesting if you have that set up there with an outdoor venue. And I don't know if people can actually see it from the windows inside there, but yeah, it's just an interesting little setup.
It might help some of those kids get better faster. It's something to look at.
Might teach those kids something else all in between.
Right.
You know, art has a healing effect, Hardy.
It does. It does. I think you have to be careful. If you're one of these establishments and you're going to do anything outside your normal operating procedures. I did go to one, and I was forced to be there for work. We had a remote broadcast in Las Vegas from Little Darlings and the haunted house that Little Darlings in Las Vegas put on in their parking lot. And suffice it to say...
By the way, at that time, Hardy, I know this because I went there 12 or 13 years ago.
Sure.
You were allowed to stash your own booze in the parking lot there.
Yeah.
They have like a cabinet with the door guy where you tip out the door guy because they are full nude, so there's no booze there.
Correct.
That's Vegas's rules.
Yeah.
So if you tip the door guy, he had a liquor cabinet outside where you BYOB.
Yes.
And mix drinks in the parking lot, go have a drink, and then go back inside.
Yeah.
Just to paint the picture of the quality of this establishment.
But the moment it goes outside, and I'm not talking about the trunk liquor. I'm talking about once the actual entertainment goes outside, it has the potential to go badly. The haunted house at Little Darlings in Las Vegas, it was not a quality haunted. You know what? It was a quality haunted house.
Naked monsters.
And that it was terrifying, but not for the reasons they intended it to be. It was... You go too far outside your comfort zone, and strange, bad things can happen. Nightmare fuel at that Little Darling's haunted house.
Let's go to Rob, who's in Boston. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
First time caller. Long time listener.
Nice.
Terrific. Love it.
Hey, I did an insurance inspection at Club Fantasies on Monday.
Oh.
Well, how are things looking over there?
Oh, it was pretty empty, man. There's like nobody there.
What type of insurance were you inspecting them for? Is it health insurance?
No, it's property and liability.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Let me ask you something. What are some of the unique needs in terms of insurance policies that a strip club needs for liability?
They have to have private dance areas have to be monitored.
Oh, see?
And open, so nobody can close any doors.
All right. Are there video cameras in those private dance areas?
No video cameras.
Okay, so the ability to be monitored, that is a stipulation.
For liability purposes, yeah.
Yeah. What else? What? Anything specific to an establishment like that?
No, it's just the usual, you know, fire alarms, you know, lighted exits, because it's so freaking dark in there.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway.
Well, that's what we're trying to change, Rob, by bringing it outdoors and maybe freshening up the look of strip clubs.
You ever take an ultraviolet light in there and just scan it?
No, I wouldn't want.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.